Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away.
That's you.
There's where my heart is turning ever.
Well, what do you think? Who is that?
Oh, okay.
Another Swanee song.
I'm stumped again. No royalty check for me this week.
Jasmine?
It's Second South Carolina String Band.
The Second South Carolina String Band.
Yes, we tried
That's
to
cute.
Get. We tried to
nice
get
version.
We tried to get the first Carolina
yeah, that was
Spring.
The first, but I mean, the second's okay. For
They'll
sure.
do.
Yeah, yeah. It's, we couldn't afford the first. How are you, Mr. Swanee?
Okay, all right. I'm coping with some allergy stuff, but I will live, and I would never miss a Sunday. If
well,
I,
thank you.
So
yes,
I'm here.
Yes. Happy belated Earth Day, by the way.
Yesterday being Earth Day, formed in 1970. Did you know that the day coincides with the birthday of one of the amazing pioneers of the environmental movement, really for the world, John Muir?
Really?
Who was part of the founding of the National Park Service and back in the 1800s. Helped get things like Yosemite established as a as something that was preserved forever. So it coincides with a person who gave a lot so we could enjoy things like that and be inspired by it.
Well, you know, I knew that. You know how? My friend Paul Lisnick was there.
Ah.
And he told me about it.
Okay.
Paul Lisnick from WGN.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. What year did you say that was?
Founding was 1970.
No, the year the guy was born.
Oh, in the 1800s. I don't have
Yeah, that's okay.
He was there when John Muir was born?
Yes, he was, actually. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Swanee. We'll talk to you at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
You see, he really runs the show. I had my microphone on. I never do that. I did that. And you heard me tell Jasmine whatever you think, because we know who runs this radio program, really. Good morning to you. It is 6:37 on a Sunday morning, Steve Dale's Pet World, and on the telephone is Susana Mendoza. Susana Mendoza is our Illinois State Controller. And you know what? I want to not bury the lead and get to the exciting news. Good morning, Comptroller.
Good morning.
I know it's early in the morning. And the exciting news that you're going to announce this week, drum roll, please. It's all we could afford here as well.
That was like super weak.
I know it was. Yes. But the announcement is what?
That we are super excited to be resurrecting the Controllers Critters Pet Adoption Program. That's the program that helps find loving forever homes for all of our four-legged animal friends. And it's the program that my dear friend Judy Bartopinka had started back in her tenure as Illinois Controller. So very excited about bringing that back. And we're going to be partnering with the Animal Care Control Center in Chicago and any other shelter that would like to send us whatever animals they have up for adoption so that we can put them on our website and hopefully find some loving homes for them.
Yeah, Judy was a huge animal lover. I don't have to tell you that. And I got to know her having nothing to do with politics, but there I was at one benefit or another for an animal welfare agency. And there she was sitting at our same table. And that happened lots of times over the years. And she really cared about animals. And the problem she had is they would say, here's a dog with three legs. Or here's a dog who's 18 years old and we cannot find a home for the dog. And then Judy would raise her hand and say, well, I'm that home. And she would take care of dogs that in some cases others would not take.
And that's right. She was an animal magnet.
She was. And she had a heart that's as large as the city of Chicago, which we live in, and that she loved very much. And she began these programs to support a coalition. So it wasn't just one animal shelter. And I believe you're doing the same thing. And
exactly.
with the same name, the Controllers Critters, is that it?
Yep, Controllers Critters Program. And we are trying to do justice and honor Judy by, you know, keeping the program in her name and keeping her name as part of what we're doing in the context of, you know, when we talk about this program, talk about the fact that this was Judy's creation. And, you know, I'm just excited to get the opportunity to resurrect it. Because I think it's a great way for our office to honor her, but it's also a more important way for our office to honor all of these little, you know, cats and dogs and animals that would love to have a home where somebody cares about them and, you know, have a chance at their own little life. So that's what this is all about. And we're very happy. We're going to, you know, officially launch the rebirth of the program on the 27th, and we're doing so at the Animal Care and Control Center over on Western. But this is a program, as you mentioned, Steve, that's open to all animal shelters, and we would really love for them to partner with us in giving us a list of their dogs and their cats and their pictures, a little story about them, and we will then go ahead and showcase them on our website.
Which is some very good news coming out of the state of Illinois for a change. And, of course, I love that because this supports pet adoption. You know, one thing, though, when Judy began the program, very originally, Chicago Animal Care and Control was not the shining star. It is slowly becoming and moving in that direction. I mean, today, animal control in Chicago, there's the truth, rivals most other major cities. With a budget, incidentally, that's far less than most major cities. I don't know how we're doing. Well, actually, I do know. It has to do with all the rescue groups, primarily, and other organizations that come in and pull these animals out. It also has to do with Susan Russell, the executive director.
Susan Russell, yeah, she's been a rock star for us so far. So
yes, she absolutely has. Well, there's a big benefit coming up that I want to talk to you about for the Puppy Mill Project. And what's happening in the state of Illinois that you were one of the orchestrators. You really were, politically anyway, responsible in many ways for making sure, not that this wouldn't have passed anyway, but making sure that we had it right, that those of us who said, you know what, no dogs or cats should be sold to pet stores because they are likely to be from puppy mills, in Chicago. And then the Cook County commissioners followed suit and did the same thing. It kind of all began at your office. I know I was sitting in your office at one point talking about it, and it had already begun at that point. I want to talk about that when we come back. If you have another minute or two.
Sure, of course.
All right. Hold on a moment. That's Illinois State Controller Susana Mendoza, who is... her heart's in the right place for companion animals. And to me, that means her heart's in the right place. It is 16 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. This is WGN Radio. Good morning. By the way, Dog Patch Pet and Feed. I did a post on my Facebook fan page that I want you to read, or you could read it on my blog as well. They're a great organization. And what they've done, and this really ties in with what we're talking about with Susana Mendoza, the Illinois State Controller, is what they've done is they used to sell dogs and cats years ago. And they said, you know what? We did that for years. It wasn't the right, it's not the right thing to do. So we're going to start adopting animals. And, you know, when we wanted the law in Chicago and now well over 200 cities around America, big cities like San Francisco and Houston and San Diego and lots of others have similar ordinances or laws. We would hear, and Comptroller Mendoza, I'm sure you heard the same thing, that, well, it's anti-business. You know, so what Dog Patch Pet and Feed did was they said, we're going to adopt out these animals. And it turns out that model has been even more successful for them. And, of course, they're doing the right thing. And in their case, they've adopted out more animals than many shelters manage to adopt out. They are quite incredible. And their big challenge right now is road construction. So if you live in the area, go there anyway. There are ways around it. If you are traveling on Ogden Avenue or anywhere near there, you'll see the detour signs. You will figure it out. It's worth it. to fight some of the traffic that might be going on and the road construction, because they are exactly what I think. It's not anti-business, it's anti-puppy mill. And do I have your sentiment correct about that?
Oh, totally correct. I mean, look, I'm the biggest supporter of small businesses, but at the same time, there needs to be a moral code of conduct here, right? And, you know, profiting off of the torture, systemic torture of other animals is certainly not something that should be supported by anybody.
And there's a bill that was just defeated in Georgia and in Tennessee, or a similar one, that is still somehow sitting in the Illinois Senate in a committee that would make it illegal. So we've already passed a law in Chicago. Waukegan did, a couple of other communities did as well in Illinois, where dogs and cats cannot be sold at pet stores. This law would turn back those laws. It would be preemptive to any of those laws. And going forward, no community could pass similar laws. And it's just sitting there. Are you appalled by the fact that it's actually being considered?
Yeah, well, I know there's a similar bill in the House, and that's dead.
Yes.
So we're going to do whatever we need to do to kill that bill. So even if it passes the Senate, it's not going to go anywhere in the House. And I've spoken to the Speaker of the House about that because it's that important to me. And he's assured me that, you know, that legislation, he understands the legislation. It's tricky because if you don't really get down into the nitty gritty of the details, the legislation's name is a name that's like an animal welfare. You know, it's all about good things for animals. But in fact, it's just a ruse because, as they say, the devil's in the details. So I explained all this to the Speaker and to other members of the House, which is where I used to work. And they're well aware of the bad elements of the bill that basically support the puppy mill industry, and that will do whatever it needs to be done to make sure that that bill does not advance. So nice try, guys.
And when you try something that Susana Mendoza doesn't want to see happen, it generally doesn't happen. But I would argue that the residents of Chicago were 49 aldermen to zero, so it was about as unanimous as things get in Chicago. The mayor of the city of Chicago, but more importantly than any of that, the residents of Chicago don't want this. So doesn't a community have a right to decide what it wants and what it doesn't want? And they tried to go to the courts first to say, well, no, they don't. Stores can sell what they want, but the courts wouldn't even hear the case because it's so absurd.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did. They tied it up in court for like a year, maybe even a little more. But, you know, we both, the county and the city, both prevailed. And now they're trying to go through a runaround way through the state legislature. But, and, you know, the state legislature right now is kind of stacked in a way that would tend to help, you know, to be in favor of bills like that. But we still have, you know, the ability to slow things down or entirely stop them if necessary when it comes to issues of animal cruelty and other stuff. So, you know, it's just a matter of mobilizing. And I think the community did that. I honestly wasn't even aware that that bill was even being considered because there's so many, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for the animal advocacy groups out there paying attention, that thing might have snuck through just based on you know, how innocent the name of the bill was. So Carrie Myers, actually from the Puppy Mill Project, which is really the inspiration for the legislation that we passed in Chicago and then Cook County, she notified my office and said, oh my gosh, are you aware of this? And, you know, can you please help to try to put a brick on this? And I was not aware of it until she reached out to me. So good news is I don't believe that that bill is going to pass. If you hear anything different, Steve, give me a call again, and I will be on top of it.
Good. And I have continued to write about it. Not only that bill, but similar bills. So the good news is because of the attention I've given this, other states and even legislators in our state were sent my blogs that I've written about it, which explains what the bill really is, which is, as you said...
Did you let Carrie know about it? Is that how she even found out? Because, I mean, if it's not for you, if it's not for people like her, if it's not for the folks who live and breathe this stuff every day, I mean, the legislators, you can imagine, are worrying about other stuff right now. And so it's important to make sure that you continue to be a voice for all those little critters, right? Because We need to hear from you guys. So thank you. Thank you so much for your advocacy on that.
Well, thank you in return. And I want to talk about the big Puppy Mill Project benefit coming up in just a little bit. But I want to let you go so you can go back to sleep, probably, is what you want to do.
No, I heard my toddler. He's like, I want mommy.
Okay. So very fast, before he gets mommy, we want our money. So there is a way in our state that money is just sitting there. It might be in your name. It might be in anyone's name. I mean, you, all of you who are listening now, if you live in Illinois, it could be in any of our names. And it's just sitting there. It's owed to us. I'm not quite sure how it is owed to us, but I know millions of residents have money that a check could be written. Can you give me the 411 quickly about this?
Yeah, sure. So just so you know, that's not my office that handles that program, but it's the Office of Illinois State Comptroller. I'm not Comptroller. I'm sorry, Illinois State Treasurer Michael Ferritz. And they literally are sitting on so much money that's unclaimed. It's like they call it the unclaimed property thing. But in any event, you could just go to his website, and there's a big, huge section dedicated to this, and it's called Illinois Cash Dash. And you can go and just input your name, like an old address or a current address, even do it on behalf of a family member, and it'll pop up whether or not the state is holding on to any money of yours. Here's the good news about this. It's not going to tell you if you owe the state any money, okay? It's completely two totally separate databases. So a lot of times I think people are scared to inquire because what if they actually owe a ticket or they owe the state some money? Is this going to like be turned against them? It has nothing to do with that. The Illinois State Treasurer is sitting on a ton of dough that he can't move anywhere, and it's your money. So you'd be surprised how many people find out that they didn't even realize that there was any money in their name. And it could be from any number of sources. For example, someone in your family that really loved you and had a little bit of extra money left over had put something in the will for you and you never knew, or had listed you as a beneficiary on an insurance claim that you never knew you were a claimant to. So when they pass away, if nobody claims that money, it's turned over to the state, but it's still earmarked for whoever's supposed to be getting it. So also it could just be as easy as like, you know, you canceled out an insurance policy for yourself and moved someplace else. The check came, it, you know, got returned to the issuer, and now the money gets turned over to the state. So I have met hundreds of people who literally have received thousands of dollars cumulatively just by checking a website and putting their name and some little tiny information in there, like their current address or an old address, because maybe you don't have money under your current address, but you might have it at your previous home. It's really cool. Go check it out.
All right. We will. You are really
That's
cool.
The state treasurer. Okay. So it's Michael Frerichs' website.
All right. You can Google state treasurer. We could put, you know, when we podcast the show, Jasmine, what we'll do is we'll put up a link to that. So so go to WGNradio.com. Just give Jasmine a couple of hours. And she'll have a link up there as well.
Yeah, and Steve, if you could also put a link to Chuck Hagopian's phone number and Kevin Darrig, because they're on my staff, as you know, and they would be the contact people to begin your participation in the Controllers Critters Pet Adoption Program. So if you're a shelter interested in partnering up with us and providing us photos and descriptions of the pets that you have waiting to be adopted, the best way to do that is to contact Chuck Hagopian or Kevin Darrig and just get started. We'd love to have you be part of our team.
Okay. I know how to reach those guys. Chuck, of course. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Always good to talk to you. Thank you for getting up early for us.
Same to you. No problem. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. She's a great lady. She is what you think she is. How could she get into a snit with Steve Cochran? He's one of the greatest guys I've met in radio. He allows me to do these pet adoption segments. By the way, successful on the last one as well with an older dog from Anti-Cruelty. We've got 15, maybe 16 in a row, I don't know, that we've done. So how can these two really good people, I don't know how that can happen. It happened because I was out of the country. That's why. I'm out of time. So go to my website, SteveDale.tv, and all the details are there, I promise you, about the Puppy Mill Project benefit. It is the first item up there. It's called Mothers in the Mills. It's coming up on May 13th. I will talk about that more before the benefit, or just go to my website, as I said, SteveDale.tv.